mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
I felt so lonely tonight. I'm glad you came to play my game. I wanna fuck you in the ass. I wanna come all over you. I wanna fill you up with sperm, yeah. And tonight, 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 I'll use my fists to penetrate you. I wanna urinate on your face. I wanna bonk you like a pig. But tonight, 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 oh yeah, I wanna strap you to my bed. Oh, I wanna slap you till you're dead. I wanna shit in your mouth, shit in your mouth tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh yeah, fist fucking, ooh, scar fucking.
It's just a fun thing.
Rip the
mat
loose.
It's time we
can. That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch,
bitch. Nice, sweet turd. Nice.
Yes, hey freaks! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program. I am learning so much doing this live program. You know, last week on Wednesday and Friday, there were adult babies calling into the show. And then yesterday, I got a furry who taught me all about sparkle dogs. I didn't know this was a thing. Have you guys heard of sparkle dogs? Apparently, these are furries who like the idea of blinging out their character. So instead of being just a normal dog, these dogs have like dreads in neon colors. They've got horns, wings, like demonic wings or angel wings, sometimes both. That's sparkle dogs. This is what you're learning. This is what you're missing if you're not checking out DVDA. Live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 p.m. And, of course, archived only for Sideshow members. Sign up right now. Today would be a good time to do that because we've got an extended episode of DV and a brand new Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into that right now.
It's Sextastic.
I about lost it when Mr. Wolfington, that's who called into the DVDA program, told me about sparkle dogs. It's so ridiculous. According to Urban Dictionary, by the way, sparkle dog is a term for an animal character, usually a wolf or a dog, which has unnatural colors, strange, usually clashy markings, lots of fluff, and often a large amount of accessories, like piercings, bandanas, and collars, which it could not possibly apply to itself since, you know, it doesn't have thumbs, for Christ's sakes. Usually used as a fursona. I cringe every time I have to say that word. They generally tend to have human intelligence and personality, although they are pretty much always quadrupeds. Most have a backstory, which is usually rather complicated. We've got to find some sparkle dog erotic fiction for Sextastic Tuesday. Today, though, I've got two selections for you. One is, I throw around this word a lot when we talk about sex stories, but today I really mean it. It's incomprehensible. I read this story three or four times. It's not very long, but I honestly still have no idea what's going on. I don't even think that there is sex involved. And if there is, I'm missing it. My suspicion is that the person who wrote this story does not speak English and used, like, Babelfish or something, Google Translate or whatever. It just ran the whole thing through it because it doesn't make sense. The results are incomprehensible. Let me read this one to you as an hors d'oeuvre to the main course. Now, I think this story is based on an anime cartoon. It's called Hitalia Axis Powers, which is a Japanese webcomic later adapted into an anime. Now, the first time I read this, the story, I was really confused. I still am, but it makes a little more sense after I read this to you from Wikipedia. The series' main presentation is as an often over-the-top allegory of political and historic events, as well as more general cultural comparisons. Characters in this show are personifications of countries. So you'll have a character called Italy, or Germany, or Japan, and in the cartoon, they're like people. But they represent, I guess, the country. All right, that's all you really need to know about this stupid story. Let me start reading it. It was one night dark and a cold very. Speaking like Yoda. Dark night and a cold very. America of that is sad and he was tired. Okay, America, we now know, is a character and America is sad. It had also destroyed a war. This one is with false Canada and very tired. England is increased suddenly. Be you okay that he asked? I do not know, fixedly said that America. Sadly, it turned over to look at the window outside where it rained. All right, the only thing that I understood so far is that America is looking out the window and it's raining outside. I know what will encourage you to better feel. With known as that Great Britain, and they embraced. All right, so England and America are kind of getting freaky. Let take your clothing to me in addition, said England. America displayed. All right, so America's like ripping off its clothes and she's showing off her tits and vagina. Yes, it is the cited America very good and canceled garments of England equally. So England has canceled her garments. I don't know if that's what's really going on here, but I think England is disrobing too. It inserted its body into the other one. Ooh. Is mentioned England very good? All right, so America, I guess, said, oh, England, you're very good. Who inserted into who? Here, let's see. Cited America very good. Canceled garments of England equally. It inserted its body. I'm thinking America inserted. America's fucking Great Britain, as it should be. But there was suddenly an impact with the window. They have considered outside. It was Canada. Threesome. America, I always loved you, said Canada. It has obtained within the window. It has begun to face England. Okay, America video England in the pain. England wound known as. I don't know what's going on here. I think there's a love triangle going on here. No stop of Canada displayed America with breaks in its eyes, but Canada would not stop. Suddenly, by the window imported, what are you making, Matthew, known as Canada? Now, I must say to you that something. I'm not a bear of the whole except Alaska. I loved of all these years. Why not? Did you identify her, my love? And then a woman who the joust for becomes suddenly like it's just a string of words that don't belong next to one another. I am sad that forgive Canada, me please say. I cannot do. It bit in the throat. Ooh, one was in Canada. It took far at night. England and America were again correct. You are America, which she admits is as correct. I am very well, England, which to be familiar is. They embraced again in all the good era. All right. I think this story had a happy ending. I think America ended up with England. I'm not really sure what happened to Canada. I think someone bit its throat or something. So there you go. Now, as if that weren't enough, I've got another story here. This one involves incest between a brother and a sister. Actually, a borther, as the title indicates. Secrets of a borther and sister. As the darkness of the night faded, sun rose up and shed through the windows on the faces of Otto and Reggie. Otto was the first to wake up. As he opened his eyes, he saw the beauty of his sister's face with the makeup from last night smeared from sleeping. He then placed his hands on her cheek, probably placed, and ran down to her chin. He felt her hand reach from under her blanket and grab his as her eyes opened. All right, we are off to a good start, and it's quickly going downhill. Good morning, said Reggie, as she looked into her brother's eyes. Good morning to you, said Otto. They then shared a light kiss as they bathed in the new morning sun. When they broke, Otto at up and stretched out his arms. After he took a deep breath, he looked down at his sister, who was propping her head up with her arm. So what should we do today? Asked Otto. Reggie sat up next to her brother.
I don't know about you, but I feel like having some fun.
She then started to rub her brother's chest. Otto felt her warm hands running across his bare chest as she slowly made her way down to his member when she felt something cold. She then lifted up her hand. He see wet goo covering her hand. All right, Otto, before we go any further, I think we should clean up after last night's events. All right, first of all, the cum would have dried by now. I know. Otto looked down to see his member covered in the mess they made last night. Look, you go take a shower and I'll clean up here. Otto nodded as he got up and grabbed his robe and headed out the door. All right, I'm going to fast forward a little bit here. Basically, Otto takes his shower and then doesn't feel well and passes out. When Otto woke up, he shook his head trying to wear off his dizziness. When he looked over at the table, he saw Reggie lying on her side naked with her hand holding her head up. When Otto walked over, she pulled the wet towel from around him and pulled him in for a kiss. This one was different. He felt her tongue rub across the back of his throat. He tried to pull away, but he felt Reggie grab his arms with a tight grasp. What's wrong, Otto? She said. Don't you want to fuck me? Otto still tried to break free. Spoke again, only this time it was a deep, dark voice. Fuck me, Otto! Fuck me! Reggie's face turned pale as her teeth grew sharp. Otto started to scream for help when his sister opened her mouth, and Otto felt himself getting shoved into her mouth, kicking and screaming when he heard Reggie close her mouth. Otto shot up and into his sister's arms. When he realized who was hugging him, he jumped back. Otto, what's wrong? Said Reggie. Otto looked around to find he was in the room in his bed. Reggie was sitting beside him, fully dressed, purple t-shirt and camo pants. Okay. What happened? Asked Otto. Reggie took his hand and said, I found you in the kitchen on the floor with the refrigerator opening. Oh, it was all a dream. Thank God. Otto went back to sleep. When he awoke, there was a note saying, hey, Rocket Boy, why don't you come to the pool for a dip? All right, so now they're in the pool, right? She went underwater to remove his red swimming trunks off of his legs. We're just going to jump right into the sex. That's what I'm interested in. As she looked up, she saw her brother's member and sack floating in the water, bobbing up and down. She gave it a little kiss as she came up above the water. She rose from the water in front of her brother with his red trunks in her hand as she threw them to the other side of the pool with her bikini. She then put her hand around Otto's head as she pulled him in for a kiss. Otto was the first to stick his tongue in as he moved it around his sister's mouth. They kicked their feet to stay above water. Reggie then rubbed her hands down her brother's back until she felt his butt again as she slowly stuck one of her fingers inside of his hole. Whoa! Otto pulled out of his sister's mouth as he let out a loud moan. He then rested his head on Reggie's shoulder and said, "Why are you doing this, Reg?" Reggie then moved her finger around Otto's soft walls when she said, because it feels good, doesn't it? Otto, still wincing with his sister moving in his asshole, said, why, yes, it does. Reggie then started to pull her finger in and out of her brother. Otto moaned every time his sister pushed in him. With their bodies pressed against Otto's member... Oh, I'm sorry. With their bodies pressed together... There's no commas or fucking any punctuation in this story. With their bodies pressed together... comma. Otto's member became stiff and it started to rub between Reggie's legs. Well, it looks like you're ready, she said. She then pulled out her brother... Oh, she pulled out of her brother's hole. Otto collapsed onto her as she did that. Reggie then swam to the end of the edge of the pool. To the end of the edge of the pool, helping her brother. When she reached the edge, she laid her head on the edge and placed her brother on top of her, putting his hands on the edge. Otto, have gone through this twice, knew what to do, but this time he did something different. He placed his member between her legs, but instead of going up her sex, he pressed it up against her butt and shoved him in. Shoved him in. Okay. Reggie let out a short scream as Otto's pushed further into her backside. It was hard for Otto to move because of the weight of water and the tightness of her rear. The two of them were making waves in the pool as Otto pushed into Reggie. Reggie wrapped her arms around Otto and started to dig her nails into his back. Otto gasped as she broke through his skin. Even though Reggie formed a tight grip around his member, Otto kept on going until he felt the pressure building up. He didn't say anything, and after one hard thrust, Reggie felt him spray inside of her. When he pulled out, Otto saw this white stuff coming out of his sister. He would have asked Reggie, collapsed. Okay. With her arms around Otto, he swam to the corner of the pool with steps to climb out. He placed her on step and leaned her against the wall. He dove back in. When he came back, Reggie regained conscience. Conscious. C-O-N-C-H-E-S. You okay, Reg? He fucked her silly. She passed out. She looked at him and said, fine, Otto, you just caught me off guard with what you did. Bitch, you stuck your finger in his asshole. Ass is fair play at this point. All right, where are we at here? Reggie got her bottom on. Oh, I'm guessing she's talking about her bikini. But she turned her back to Otto to get him to tie it. When Otto saw her turn back and saw her top untie, her knew what to do. While she, Jesus Christ. While he was tying her up, Reggie answered this question. Well, Otto, that stuff was semen. It came from you. Okay. When Otto was... How old are these kids? What am I reading here? When Otto was done... It's sticky stuff. It's part of a baby. When Otto was done tying her up, she turned to him when he said, it came from me, but where? Really? Put two and two together, for Christ's sake. Reggie placed her hand between his legs and rubbed his sack. Otto got the hint. After Reggie removed his hand, she and Otto got out of the pool and held each other's hands as they walked back to the house. When they got in, Reggie headed upstairs when she heard her brother call out to her, hey, Reg, where exactly did you learn all of this? And Reggie turned back and said, I'll tell you some other time, Otto. Good night. Good night, said Otto. As he sat on the couch thinking back to all that happened over the past couple of days, he never wanted it to end. The end. But not for Otto. Jesus Christ, that was an awful story. There you go. I don't know which one was worse. It's your Sextastic Tuesday for April 17th, 2012. Brought to you by our good friends at Adam and Eve. Listen to this. There's some new developments here. I have been begging them. I said to Adam and Eve, I said, look, I've got the best listeners in the world. They want something even more. Look, this 50% off deal is great. But face it, we've been at it for a couple years now with this. It's time to update it, give my listeners something special. Don't fuck around with me. Don't yank my chain, Adam, because I don't care. I don't have to read these ads. You mean nothing to me. I mean, they've been a great partner and all, but I don't need them. They need me. That hardballing actually worked, and we've got a new deal for you. I took the best parts of the deal. And you guys remember what that is, right? For a limited time, you get 50% off just about any item. You still get half off something. Pick out something you like. Plus, right, you're going to get free shipping. You're still going to get that mystery gift, which usually is like a vibrator or something, right? I don't know what it is. They don't tell me. But there's a special mystery gift you get, and you freaks have liked that. So all of that remains the same. All right. Get ready for this bombshell, though. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Now, for a limited time, Adam and Eve is going to let you pick three free adult DVDs. You're not just going to get, you know, whatever's lying around the office. You get to pick three free adult DVDs. So, you know, find something that interests you. You know, maybe they're going to send you some weird, like, you know, pregnant fetish videos or something, and you're not into that. Now you get to pick whatever you like. Three free adult DVDs that you get to pick, plus 50% off just about any item, mystery gift, and free shipping, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. AdamandEve.com. Go there right now. Support the show and support that fine retailer of, you know, anal beads and butt plugs. They're the perfect sponsor, the perfect partner for Distorted View Daily, really. AdamandEve.com. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, it's tax day 2012. Don't I fucking know it? I'm feeling it. Look, I don't make a ton of money doing this show, but I make enough that I have to pay taxes, and it hurts me. I weep a little every year around this time. But for most of you guys, you're going to be getting a refund. How fucking lucky you are. Why not put that to good use? Sign up for the sideshow. Imagine you're gonna get hundreds of dollars back from the government, maybe thousands if you have a bunch of cunt turds running around and you can use those things as credits. Why not sign up for the sideshow? It's only $50 a year. That's it right now. Believe me, the prices are going up. I just haven't gotten around to raising it. So get in while you can. $50 for a yearly membership, $5 a month. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. I'm doing these live DVDA shows now, which are incredibly fun. You can only check them out on the Sideshow. That's where the archives live. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Today we've got an extended show for you. What a treat. Every day there's something new for Sideshow members now. More work for Timmy Boo. That means more content for you. I want to blow my brains out. But, you know, as long as you guys get your precious fucking content for $5 a month, that's all that matters, right? I'm trying to keep you guys happy. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. Oh, by the way, I should mention the option for a lifetime membership is up again at SuperFreakSideshow.com. So if you would like to pay once and never have to worry about membership charges again, for a limited time, $200 is all it's going to take. And you'll be a lifetime member, and that would be great. So, you know, I like to mention it this time of year and offer it this time of year because people are getting their taxes done and getting refunds and stuff. So now, I guess more than any other time of year, you guys could part with that type of money. All right. Yes, first story we have for you today. Fed up residents of a picture postcard village called Fucking are voting on whether to change its name. No. I mean, think of they must get tourism dollars from people coming just to visit and stand next to a sign that says welcome to Fucking or something. The move came after a growing number of calls by pranksters from abroad who ring up locals asking, is that Fucking? Before bursting into laughter and hanging up. I don't know why we haven't done that yet. The Austrian village's street signs are regularly stolen, even though they are welded to steel posts set in concrete. This town needs to capitalize on this. Embrace the Fucking. Have a, you know, a museum of Fucking. You know what I mean? Like, really play it up. This town could be the richest in the world. You know what I mean? But you know American kids would travel to a town named Fucking. First of all you have to do to have a successful town named Fucking is, one, name your town Fucking. Two, offer fucking attractions. Three, legalize prostitution. And four, legalize weed. Boom. It's going to be the biggest attraction for college kids ever. This is where kids will be going for spring break. Come on! Austria. All right, Mayor Franz Mindy said, the phone calls are really the final straw here. I always wanted the name to stay, but it just got to be too much now. The only problem is that we need all of the fucking residents to agree. The only problem is we need all of the fucking residents to agree to the name change. Everyone needs to agree for it to happen. As you can imagine, there are heated discussions about the name change. Drivers heading into the village have often spotted naked tourist couples romping in front of the name signs. See, there should be nothing wrong with that. That should be legal. You should pay $5 and be able to do that. Local entrepreneurs have made the situation worse by flogging fucking postcards, fucking Christmas cards, and even more recently, fucking beer. Residents voted to keep the name in 1996, despite problems caused by American servicemen from across the border in Germany who drove to the area just to be photographed in front of the sign. They then sent the snapshots back home to their girlfriends and wives. Around 100 villagers will this week hold a meeting to decide whether to switch the name to either fucking, spelled F-U-K-I-N-G, that's not going to help things, or fugging, if the town for ugly people. You know, that's like when you will only date ugly people because you have low self-esteem. Like, even though you're good-looking, it might be easier to date ugly people, so you just say, I'm fucking it. Look, I realize, my date is not a 10 or even a 5, but I'm lazy. I'm just fucking it. All right, if the changes go ahead, they will be following in the footsteps of stadium bosses in Switzerland who were forced to change their name because red-faced stars were too embarrassed to play there in Wankdorf. Wankdorf is not nearly as entertaining as fucking Austria. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yes, a baby has been found amongst marijuana acting on a Crime Stopper tip. Hillsborough County deputies went to a Plant City, Florida home where they found a 3-week-old child in the middle of a hydroponic marijuana growing operation. A grow up. Deputies made the bust on April 3rd. Well, who the fuck cares? Why is that matter? It's not like the baby was smoking marijuana. The baby doesn't know what to do with those plants. Not like the baby was rolling doobies, helping the whole operation out. Deputies made the bust on April 13th. When they arrived, they recognized the strong odor of marijuana. Then they recognized the strong odor of a dirty diaper. No, they also spotted a box of fresh clippings in a box on the front porch. After obtaining a warrant, they found 37 hydroponic plants valued at about $60,000. They also found marijuana that was stored in the infant's bedroom. Neighbor Monica Case was shocked to hear the child's room was used for drying marijuana. I can't believe that. How could they do that to a baby? What do you mean, how could they do that to a baby? The baby wasn't affected at all. I have kids of my own. It's shocking. It's a 3-week-old baby. It doesn't know what marijuana is. The baby was removed by Child Protective Services. Christopher Holb. Isn't that, like, look, if it was, like, cocaine lying around, I could understand. Because the baby could, put it up its mouth and breathe it and snort it and shit. Right? Roll up a dollar bill and, do a line. But, marijuana plants are fucking harmless, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like, a little baby's not going to be affected by it. Christopher Holbrooks, 30, and Angela Holbrooks, 34, were arrested and charged with manufacturing marijuana, possession of purpose, blah, 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 blah. It did kind of sound like cock gobbling, didn't it? Blah, 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 blah. All right, where are we at here? Yeah, police say that they're also looking into charges with the child. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from South Dakota. A South Dakota prison inmate is suing the hospital where he was circumcised as a newborn, saying he only recently became aware that he'd undergone the procedure. Not a very smart criminal. This is the first time he's ever looked at his penis, and that it robbed him of his sexual prowess. Dean Cochran. Sorry. I'm like a 12-year-old. Dean Cochran, 28, is asking for $1,000 in compensatory and punitive damages. He also asks in the lawsuit that his foreskin be restored, quote, in the hopes I could feel whole again. No, it doesn't work like that. You can have your foreskin stretched, but I don't think the feeling is ever going to return. Like, I understand. I don't know. I'm conflicted. Yes, I guess if you're uncircumcised, sex is supposed to feel even better. But to be honest, sex feels great enough as it is. I don't know what I'm missing. So I don't care. Second of all, I don't have to worry about dick cheese being circumcised or getting infection. Also, I heard about this firsthand. I know someone who has a kid whose penis hole, like the foreskin, it wouldn't retract, right? It started to close up or something, and he had to get a circumcision at the age of like 7 or 8, and it's super painful then. So things can go wrong even if you're uncircumcised. And furthermore, it just looks weird. All right. And there's some smells, I think, associated with it if you don't keep up on the cleaning. All right. And the other thing is, if you're circumcised as a newborn, you're not even going to remember the pain you were in. There are people out there, usually women, who say like shit like, oh, how could you be so cruel to a baby? You're making a baby cry. First of all, babies cry over everything. That's all they do. They shit and they cry. BFD. You know what I mean? And I don't remember being circumcised. If it was traumatizing, I don't remember it. And look at my penis is beautiful. It's beautifully cut. Nice. I got a nice cut. There, going there. A nice slab. All right. I've lost control of this news story. I don't know. What are we talking about? Oh, yes. This 28-year-old man who just realized he was circumcised. Cochran, who was imprisoned in Sioux Falls on a kidnapping conviction, filed the federal lawsuit on Friday against Sanford Hospital. Cochran claims that an unknown doctor at the then-named I'm sorry, that's not how you pronounce that. Sioux Valley Hospital misled his mother to believe that the procedure was medically necessary. Cochran argues that the procedure was unnecessary, unethical, and without medical benefit. I was recently made aware of the fact that I had been circumcised. He's never seen another penis before in his life. And I was robbed of sensitivity during sexual intercourse, as well as the sense of security and well-being I'm entitled to in my person, he argued in the lawsuit, adding that neither he nor his partners would have that sensitivity during sexual intercourse and have a normal sex life. So there you go. Distorted View will be following this case very closely. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, if you've got a comment, question, queef, what have you, voicemail in 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Love to hear from new friends.
Hey, bang it. I just got done listening to your musical special, and oh my God, there's nothing more aggravating than listening to you sing or trying to sing and being stuck in traffic. I just almost went fucking bizarre.
If only there was a way to lower the volume or mute it or turn it off completely.
Dude.
I'm sorry you were stuck in some sort of prison.
And I was so angry that I left my lights on in my truck and my fucking battery died.
God,
later
you're an idiot.
On that night.
Stupid.
So thanks a lot, faggot, for your horrible, shitty singing. Jiggoo.
Thank you very much for that.
What up, Timmy Boo? I don't have any kind of interesting name for you, but I just want to let you...
How about faggot?
You know, I've been a long-time listener, been a Sideshow member for about a year now.
Yeah.
Just recently, your Sideshow decided to kick me out. So you know what I did for you? Went ahead, canceled my subscription, and I got a whole new subscription just so
thank
it
you.
For me. I just want to thank you for
yeah, me. No better way to say fuck you to PayPal than just cancel that subscription and sign up for a new one. Sign up for two new ones. Really stick it to PayPal. Sign up for as many subscriptions as possible.
Oh my God, Tim. It's the window licker, and I just came my face off so hard on that.
But yeah, I mean, the window licker, on DVDA, we learned that the window licker has been experimenting with methamphetamines. I mean, the show is crazy. The DVDA is actually kind of nuts because it's live. You know, listeners call in, these idiots call in, furries, adult babies. I'm accidentally popping up porn on the screen on YouTube. I mean, it's kind of fun in a train wreck kind of way.
Timothy Masturbator Henson.
Yeah.
It's Sideshow member Operating Peyton, and I just wanted to say that although I was very disappointed not to have my best friend, Timmy Boo Henson, with me on my iPod this past week, I really enjoyed Corey's podcast.
Good.
They were tremendous. And so I was inspired to go back and listen to a few old ones. And I have to say that the episode with the story about the cat border and the cat names that Corey made up for this woman. I was dying. I was rolling on the floor laughing.
I wish Corey would do Butt Fudge Sunday full time again.
On end. It was one of the funniest.
There's a way we could figure out how to do it.
Ever heard. So I just wanted to say, Corey, you are a very, very talented man.
Yes.
And I had not previously given you as much credit as you deserved because I figured, well, you're not my favorite darling Timmy Boo, so you can't possibly be as good, but I changed my mind. Your podcast is wonderful, and I highly encourage you to bring it back.
Yes, well, you know, he's continuing to do it just on a very limited run, I guess. And if you want to check out archives, all the Butt Fudge Sundays are available on the Sideshow.
Hi, Tim. This is Brandy again. I'm getting closer to your more up-to-date podcast.
Good.
And I'm on the one right now where he's complaining because the chick is boning in the porno because of the fact that she's being pity fucked.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to let you know that is an erogenous zone.
Well, I mean, I know nipples and shit are sensitive.
They're probably being grasped by the man's pubic hair and the massaging of the breast.
Oh, I see what you're saying. When he's like, so it's not so much the dick in between the tits that are getting you ladies hot. It's the bush. It's his pubic hair rubbing against your titties. Interesting.
Hey, Tim, it's such a member dipshit. I just wanted to tell you that the interviews and the music shows, they were awesome.
Oh, thank
you. I love that you do compilations and stuff like that when you look back to some of the more ancient stuff you've done that I might not know.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I plan on doing some more of that when I take another break.
That's cool.
But I don't plan on taking a break for a while.
Keep that up. Don't listen to any haters telling you.
Hey, you know, as I always say, let your haters be your motivators. That is all the time we have on this. I'm a retard. That's why I say that. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is in our guide. Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
I would love the Raper Rooster.